Researchers at University of Southampton say an unprecedented combination of Brexit and the COVID pandemic has created an opportunity to reset the approach to fish stocks and could allow the UK to manage its fisheries to create sustainability in the long term. Many fishermen see Brexit as a massive opportunity for the UK to control the quotas for all fishing fleets using UK waters. But they also know fish stocks have to be protected to create a sustainable fishing industry. Well, now University of Southampton researchers are proposing a blue belt zoning system around the UK to protect endangered species. Paul Kemp is Professor of Fisheries Management.
There's several stocks, and many of them are the main fish that we depend on or that our fishing community depends on. We estimate it's around about 30% that are at levels that are higher than would establish what we'd call maximum sustainable yields. But there's also several stocks that are transitioning towards that endangered status.
You're sure about these figures then? Because the EU always says it bases its quotas on science and says that it sets its levels so that it is sustainable.
Well, these figures are the IC's figures. It's not figures that we've conjured up. So it is the same figures that the EU is also using to set the quotas. The problem I think we have is that we employ something called maximum sustainable yields to set these quotas, but we utilise that level as a target rather than a limit, and I think that's what we need to change.
Now, we already have marine conservation zones, don't we, around England. How is your idea of blue belt zones different? What would happen?
The issue that we have is that although we've got marine protection zones around the UK, they're insufficient in scales, and also we tend to see a situation where there's just a complete lack of enforcement for, so they're not protected at all.
So are you saying that the current system of the protected areas isn't working?
It's certainly not working, and it's worse than that. And this has been discussed by various scientists. They describe them as nothing more than paper parks. They give the illusion of protection, but actually it's worse than that. They're not protected at all. And indeed, the intensity of fishing is often a lot higher than it would be otherwise.
So why do you think the COVID pandemic then has provided an opportunity for a reset on this?
It's obviously such a sad and, you know, difficult time for society, global society in general. But at the same time, there are possible opportunities. And one of those opportunities is it has reset the system by allowing a reduction of fishing effort. And that alongside Brexit, where we're having, you know, the chance to rethink our fishing policy because we can leave the common fisheries policy, we have a double systemic shock, if you like, that then leads to potential opportunities for doing something good for the future in terms of increasing our sustainability.
Professor Paul Kemp.